Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we close out the second week of the 2025 legislative session, we're happy to report that one of our top priority bills has cleared the House and is on its way to the Senate. Legislators and the governor are not playing games. This bill is on the fast track. I'm talking about House Bill 121, a bill to protect women and young girls by banning men who claim to be women from women's restrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms. The bill was first heard in the House Judiciary Committee on January 7th. It passed out of the committee and was sent to the House floor on January 13th. 2 days later, it was debated and received its first House vote, then yesterday received its final House vote and was transmitted to the Senate. When all was said and done, the bill was introduced in the House, heard in committee, then received its final vote in the House, all in only 10 days. It's not a record, but it's definitely moving quickly. The second reading vote in the House was party line, with all Republicans voting yes and all Democrats voting no. The debate unfolded exactly as expected. The Democrat testimony was led by a biological male legislator who believes he's a female. It was filled with lots of emotion, not much fact, and was actually sad to watch. Testimony from the Republican side of the aisle was filled with facts, statistics, and real-life stories, like the high school girl from Montana who was told she would have to sleep in a hotel room with a biological male teammate if she wanted to travel with the team to a speech tournament. The final vote was 58-47 in favor of passage, and now we repeat the process in the Senate, hopefully with the same outcome. And speaking of the Senate, our government affairs team was in the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday morning testifying in favor of Senate Bill 42, a bill to reinstate partisan judicial elections in Montana. The bill, sponsored by Senator Tom McGillivray of Billings, would require all judicial candidates, including Supreme Court candidates, to declare a party affiliation. The testimony on this bill also unfolded as predicted. Proponent testimony was led by Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris, a former University of Montana Law School professor and former candidate for the Montana Supreme Court. She described Montana's current judicial election system as nonpartisan in name only, and said that since both the Republican and Democrat parties continue to endorse judicial candidates, it's time to align the law with the reality on the ground. She said that her 2016 race for the Supreme Court against former Justice Dirk Sandifer was the most expensive at that time, with over $1.6 million being spent, mostly by outside interest groups like the trial lawyers. With respect to the partisan question, she said that the Democratic Party spent over $60,000 on mailers for Sandifer. Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker said, quote, Montana citizens consistently express frustration over the lack of available information about judicial candidates. They want to make informed decisions but are left in the dark. They don't even have the most basic details like party affiliation. Providing this basic information is a step toward an informed electorate, end quote. According to the website Ballotpedia, 26 states currently appoint their judges, while 24 states hold judicial elections. Of those that elect their judges, 8 do so with a party affiliation, while the remaining 13, including Montana, are nonpartisan. If Montana switches to partisan elections, it would be 9-12, fairly evenly split. Montana's courts are dominated by left-leaning judges who continue to rule in favor of the woke policies aligned with New York and California. Montana is a conservative state, and it's high time that voters were given enough information so that the judiciary aligns with the will of the vast majority of voters. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.